rediscover the facets of yourself that have been kept hidden away for far too long. For just $1, you can take a journey and make it your ultimate transformation. Center of the Sun Plus offers more tools, support, and community to help you explore your inner realms. Click the link in the description to join today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Your happiness long-term is being harassed by a mob of distraction. I am your host, Devon, and you are listening to another episode of Center of the Sun Podcast. Thank you for listening. I got my notes here today, and it does not matter. Media, family, society, your conscious mind keeps trying to block out the noise like a fresh pair of Bluetooth headphones that cost too much and don't really actually work. But every day you get one step closer to returning to that dark, damp, mildew smelling ass basement part of your mind that you never really want to return to. And 2020 has not made it any easier to traverse this highway you call life. But there's one thing that you have realized every now and then, but you never paid attention to. And it's that the world is changing. And not like politics or the government or your family or the color of your car or the color of your skin or something like that. But literally the world is changing and it's changing you. So maybe that is a good thing. I don't know. Maybe it's a part of growing up. Maybe it's just a growing pain. But you have been seriously thinking about your long-term happiness. But it means that you may have to let go of a few things that you once found important. So how does that feel? How does it feel that the biggest change you've noticed is that your emotions dictate your reality? And your emotions dictate your reality more than you ever thought possible. And you've been forced into isolation because of this pandemic, because of all these political issues and stuff like that. You've been forced to practice meditation in a sense. And that's what we're going to talk about today. Thank you so much for listening. I am your host, Devon. And, you know, I read a book called Hyperlearning by this man named, I think his name is like David Hess or Damon Hess. I don't know, Hess. I don't know. You have to go to my blog, devon.org. But he had some very good points where he basically described that you possess the ability to control your emotions because you choose to give attention to the things that are most important to you. So, you know, when you practice mindfulness like you've been doing through this entire pandemic, it's helped you become more aware of how you naturally react to certain things like danger or trauma or anything that makes you feel a little bit stressed out or a little bit excited for whatever reason. He also found, and he wrote about in this book, Hyperlearning, that your survival is linked to how you respond to danger or pleasure. So that response is automatic. But you can learn to change how much you rely on your like literal instincts, your fight or flight responses and stuff like that. So I would suggest that you turn off that damn TV. I would suggest that you take a few social media breaks because it's kind of stressing you out a little bit. And you know that your emotions dictate your reality. So it may be worthwhile to kind of clear your head. Another thing that I realized about the human brain and the human body is that the best way to clear your head, the best way to get your emotions in a homeostasis is by literally calming down and doing things that make you feel calm. So this author, David Hess, he said that you should be more sensitive to your body's signals. He also said that you are not a tape recorder. So we used to think that our brains like recorded information from the environment and it made like a record of it that we can just like extract information from. No, honey, it's a little bit more complex than that. And it's because your brain uses a pattern recognition system from the moment you like can hear. So I think people can hear in the womb. That's why people like play music to babies. But because your brain uses a pattern recognition system, inherently there are mistakes. So because you're looking for patterns, you're looking for invariant, you know, you're looking for things that do not fit. So obviously like you may make a mistake at some point. So one thing that I want you to realize is that even though you are not a perfect being or whatever it is, that is okay because it actually makes you unique. It actually helps you express your individuality when you're not the same. So it's like kind of good. And it's kind of good, but there are a few negative consequences to having fallibility or having a few faults. But generally, the conscious mind is limited and attuned to survive. So as long as you are surviving, that's okay. And there are several instances. There are several instances in which we undervalue those parts of our mind that we don't quite understand, the esoteric energy system. I don't know if you've listened to my show, but we talk about the things about our bodies that they don't really tell us about in school. And those are unknown aspects of our mind. I've talked about the energy bodies and the different kinds of levels to existence. And basically, you can cultivate your spiritual gifts when you start recognizing and acknowledging these parts about you that you don't quite understand. But you do start understanding them when you go within and you start meditating. So inherently, you've been recognizing spiritual gifts. You've been feeling different things. We've been ascending to 5D, which I'll talk about that in a minute because it's not like a place. We're not going anywhere. But we're starting to acknowledge that math is getting a little bit more intense. Math is getting a little bit more complex, and we are going to be the beneficiary of that. So send your thoughts, host@centersun21.com. Thank you so much for listening. Another thing that I wanted to touch on that I learned that I thought was brilliant, but it was so easy to do, was to set daily intentions. So this author, David Hess, you know, this author of Hyper Learning, whatever it's called, he says, and I'm just going to kind of run through this. I'm going to put it on the screen, but I'm going to run through this very quickly. He says, you should be setting daily intentions, and you don't have to do it like him. You don't have to do it exactly like he says it. You can do it however you want, but you should be, every time you wake up, you should be thinking about these things. And they're about 15 things that you should just like have in your like spirit at all times. So you should not be hurting people. You should use a good body language. You should mirror the emotions of other people and reflect them back to them. You should be practicing like giving good vibes and like feeling good vibes and like really wanting to be happy. You should make sure that you consider that your emotions you have full control over your emotions, and it's your responsibility to react in a certain kind of way. Also, you should take breaks. You should definitely practice self-care. You should be thinking about your energy and like where you give it and like who has it and like who, you know, and kind of how that all ties into life force energy. And actually, when you breathe, you replenish your life force energy through your lungs. And we've talked about that on the Center of the Sun podcast. Also, grounding yourself in present moments, that is really important. Choosing your battles wisely. So I know I'm spicy as hell. I know I always want to fight. I always want to argue, but it is very important to choose your battles wisely, because if you can win a fight, you should try to win a fight, but like, you know, actually be intentional about like why you're fighting. So also recognize that fear is a survival response, but it's not always necessary. So if it's not always necessary, then you can ultimately transcend your ability or your need to like fight or flee or like be scared. Like, we're not in a situation where we need to be fearful all the time. So you have control over how you respond to fear. And also, you need to be recognizing that if you are not your biggest fan, if you do not care about your survival the most, if you do not root yourself on the most, if you're not your biggest cheerleader, then who else is going to be your biggest cheerleader? If you don't care about your survival, who else cares about your survival? So it's very important to realize that insecurity is a product of your mind, and that you can also transcend fear that is physical fear, but you can also transcend mental fears as well. So when you're feeling insecure, I also want to remind you that practice makes perfect. If you're feeling insecure about anything, you should definitely build your confidence through practicing. I know, for instance, like say if you're bad at small talk, I actually read a few books, and I tell people this all the time because they're like, why are you so happy and like da da da? I was like, because I intend to like talk to people, and I read some books. I'm like, how to carry on a conversation. And those small things that you teach yourself actually go a long way. Confidence contributes potentially to the acquisition of new skills. Being fearful, you're just holding yourself back from new skills. Moving on, you should not be letting people ruin your day, and you should be using common sense. But just because someone else is angry at you or directs, you know, it's like, say if someone has an attitude with you or whatever it is, you just need to take a beat. Like, is it actually me or is it them? Is it their face? It probably is. And that's where common sense comes in. Like, everything is not about you. And, you know, I would want things to be about me too, but everything is not about you, unfortunately. And the last thing, and there's kind of like a few more things on the list, but the last thing I wanted to say is that you should be like treating your body like it's a temple, and you should be eating healthy, and you should be taking care of your diet. If you can buy new clothes and buy microphones and buy computers and stuff like that, you can also buy food from the farmer's market. You should not be siphoning the joy off of your life. So I also wanted to talk about 5D ascension in the fifth dimensional space, because I feel like I have a lot of confusion about like what that means. And I love PBS. PBS, it has always been a joy to watch. And they have a series called the Infinite Space Series or something like that. And they talk about higher dimensional space. And when we talk about the fifth dimension ascension and stuff like that, the only thing I can really point to is mathematics. And finding the reasons why ascending to 5D and like setting your intentions and like doing all of this, like, why is it important? I feel like it's important because at the very least, we use it in our computers, this kind of math that has the ability to illustrate other dimensions and like explain phenomena that like don't exist in the physical world. but they do exist in mathematics. We use those same ideas when we're trying to correct errors, when we transmit data. And this is something that's very important. That's like very interesting, is because we use the same information when we talk about transmitting data through satellites and stuff, like correcting errors. Like, we use this very precise math. We have to go into other dimensions to correct the errors in this dimension, because the transfer of data is so weird, and like waves and science and stuff, it's the shit is so weird that they, and the way PBS explains it is they use spheres, and they use spheres because they're easy to define, and they're easy to define in a way that explains dimensions. So all the points, and that's because all the points in a sphere are like equal distant from the center. So one dimension is a line, two dimension is like a surface or something like that, and three dimension is like an actual object, and then fourth dimension there's a space, and then there's like more and more spaces that are explained. So when scientists map the neurons of brains, and they only did this with like rats and stuff like that, so it's not like a human thing, but we're on our way to like understanding how the neurons work together. But when scientists map the neurons of brains, they looked like they fit into the mathematics that also explains higher dimensions, that also helps us correct the information that flows through the satellites that runs our daily life. It's some weird stuff. And when they mapped our brain, our neurons, like when they took a mouse's brain and they found all the neurons, it looked like one of those platonic solids, or one of the, you know, but one of those like geometric shapes that, make up our world. And in two dimension there are triangular surfaces, and then three dimension there are solids, and then the fourth dimension there are spaces. So when we are ascending to the fifth dimension, we are going not to another place, but we're just like expanding our understanding of what the reality is, or what the universe is. And when we do that, it like opens up a whole new realm of possibility. So when these scientists, and this is on PBS, this is on their Infinite series on YouTube, but when scientists mapped the neurons of rats' brains, they figured out that all the sides and all the corners and stuff, all of them matched edges, and they created a unit. And that unit is called a simplicial complex, and it's some higher dimension shape. And it's because all the sides and the vertices fit together, and they can be examined with other mathematical theories. So once you create a shape like that, then you can start examining it with algebraic topography. And this is something else. I'm like, what the hell? This took me like years to realize that it was important. But algebraic topography explains natural structures like shells and the DNA helix and shit like that. Our brain has the same algebraic topography as one of those just like natural structures that we model with equations and put on computers, and the computer can create a model of that shape without the biology, you know, without the biological part of it existing. So it's how they create medicine. It's how they create simulations of cells and simulations of like molecular things going on. It's how we've mapped the human genome. All of this science is all, it's all related to how our brain works. And scientists can recreate and replicate cell structures. And because we know that, and because we know how to graph these neurons, and because we know the direction of how the information is flowing in our brains, scientists have created new theories on top of those theories about how the brain works and the neural structures. So we can actually go from having like a natural weird structure that's only in equation. Now we're able to actually map out the direction and stuff of how the neural signals work. So we also know, if you've been listening to Center of the Sun, that these neural signals are also physical thought forms or astral physical things. And they found that the brain has certain organizing features, self-organizing features, and mathematics of how the neurons are connected is perfect. Another thing they found was that neurons respond to stimuli in a specific pattern. So we don't know much, and this is where I'm going to end, so thank you so much, but we don't know much about our brain, and we don't know much about how the neurons work and stuff like that, but at the end of the day, we know that our bodies and our minds and our brains have self-organizing features. We know that from algebraic topography, and it's the same shit that creates the shells and the seagulls and the ocean and the water and all that shit. Is the same thing that is how our brains process information. And we've taken it so far that we've even connected it to...
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Our everyday life, and the way that this podcast or this video is coming through your phone or through your device is the same way, is the same. We've been able to, and this is why probably the aliens helped us, but we've been able to figure out that how to use it in our real world. So how to like model, how to take how our brains and our minds work, and we've been able to create technology in the real world, a lower form of it, because it doesn't create itself. We have to create it. It's a tool that we create, but it's still very cool. So what do you think? Did I talk too fast? I really tried. I'm using a new camera, so I have to talk really fast so it doesn't die. But thank you so much for listening to my podcast. Send your questions to host@centersun21.com. And I thank you so much for listening. Have a great day.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you make the brave decision to venture within, you will unlock your true potential so you can push forward with confidence, conviction, and a purpose. For only $1, you can become a Center of the Sun Plus Gold member and get closer to that purpose. No matter how difficult the process may be, remember it's your resilience and commitment that will ultimately lead you to where you want to go.